650. Sunny and 82 today.
My father's yelling at me, too.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like, you're an idiot. What are you doing that for? What do you mean? I'm going to play soccer. Come on. Let's calm down.
Here he goes again, Ted. JP's going to hang out with his friends from when he was like 13.
Oh, God.
Ted hates this.
Are Chucky and JoJo going to be there?
Chucky and Joe? Who's
I don't know. Those are your buddies.
Chuck?
Sounds like they're from sixth grade.
My buddy Chuck is from...
And Little
no,
Pete.
Last week you said on the air, Chucky and JoJo.
I didn't say Chucky.
You did say Chucky.
I didn't say Chucky.
You did. Go back and listen.
Chucky and Ray Ray. Yeah. No,
Chucky and Ray Ray.
That's even better.
No. Hold on a second, Dick. That was in reference to 9/11. Now you feel like a moron.
No, but it still sounds like they're from sixth grade.
And that was never... I knew who they were. I was never really friends with them. My buddy Chuck... I mean...
Ted has this thing where, like, if you have friends, like, JP's going to play an alumni soccer game with his buddies from high school, right?
I mean, they'll be years older than me. There'll be guys there that are 8, 9, 10 years older than me. Yeah. There'll be guys there that are 10 years younger than me that are all playing. And it all goes to benefit friends of ours who came through the program from Deer Park High School who passed away in the scholarship funds. And so it's for a good charitable cause, you prick.
That's nice. That's nice.
And what's your theory? Like, why does it bother you so much that he would hang with friends from high school?
It doesn't bother me that he hangs with those guys. I'm just saying, like, to me, like, the whole definition of friendship, like, sounds like something from, like, sixth grade. Like, my buddies, I'm going to go hang out with my buddies and drink beers and watch football. You know, it sounds like, you know, your kids.
You're an idiot.
That's all. That's all I was saying. But if you want to do that, you can do it.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not calling you an idiot for it.
Thank you.
Hang out with little Petey?
Yeah.
There is no little Petey.
That's all. It just sounds like you love to relive the past. That was my whole point.
This is
originally
a charity thing. I played 2 years ago. I hadn't played because I had all the back problems, right? So I hadn't played in forever.
Right.
I hadn't played soccer. I had to give it up. And then all of a sudden, everything got fixed. So I played. And my biggest fear 2 years ago was that my mind was going to know what to do, but my body wouldn't be able to do
it.
Right. Well, my body was able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was way better than I expected.
Because it felt good. You were physically repaired.
Right. And then the next year I couldn't go, and this year I'm going again. And I was at Dr. Farrago's office, the chiropractor, that helped fix me. And he's like, what are you doing this week? And I was like, I got my alumni soccer game tomorrow, Friday night. And he goes, what? Tomorrow. I go, I'm playing soccer. He's like, you're not playing. I go, I'm totally playing. He goes, you feel you're good. He's like, why are you going to wreck it? I'm like, relax.
Why tempt fate?
And then my father's like, what's going on? I was like, yeah, I got my alumni game. We're all playing on it. Jeff Galuzzo was like a very close family friend of ours, and he passed away like 2 years ago, and some of the proceeds are going for the scholarship in his name. So it's like this one's important.
It's a special one.
It's important.
Right.
So I'm playing. My father's yelling at me, you're going to get hurt. You're going to be out of work. You're going to be this. I'm like, can't you just one goddamn time say, Dad, John, have a good time. Can't you just once?
So your dad and your doctor are yelling at you.
Yeah.
That's the old Wolfie, our old producer Wolfie. That was his old shtick. He'd be walking around with the cane with the back problems, and then the next day he'd be going downhill skiing.
Yeah, I think I've shown that I'm pretty much back in action again.
Well, his is reversed. He's going to play soccer, and then he's going to be in here with a cane.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Because he wanted to play with Scooter and Skippy.
And Chucky.
No, you're going to be a dick too, huh?
It's just funny to come up with a name.
Ray in goal tonight.
Who was in goal?
Ray Ray.
Oh, that's good. 6:53. Here's Ted with the roads.
On the roads this morning, LIE westbound.
We've 0.3 WBAB. Well, my partner's playing his high school alumni soccer game tonight. Sounds like moments of glory about to happen.
A little bit.
Could be.
A little bit. I might be looking to relive some moments. And then you know what's cool is the girls' team. All the girls that came through are playing after us. So we're all going to hang out. We'll have some beers. You know,
that's right.
I'm hoping to get a drink.
Nice. Reliving those glory days, Ted.
I'm hoping to get a drinking in public ticket right outside the high school afterwards.
Ted, for some reason, just thinks it's dumb to hang out with your old friends. It sounds like you're in sixth grade or something. But
it's a charity
he's
thing.
Got a different look at
it's
it.
It's a good night.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Hey, all I know is you should have a blast and just make sure you got two Vicodins and a bottle of Glenlivet for
after. That's a prescription right there.
I got this. Somebody said, somebody just sent me a message on Facebook. Let's play Name JP's Injury. We'll see what he comes in with on Monday.
What's going to be the first thing to go?
I'm going to be fine, dude. I'm telling you.
You're going to have a blast. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Enjoy school.
Last time I played, I schooled some kid. Like, I had a moment while I was playing where I schooled some kid that was probably like 7 years younger than me.
Are you feeding off that moment?
Totally feeding off the moment, because it was one of those where the whole crowd went, ooh, like, because the kid fell on the floor after I juked him. And I'm completely living off that moment.
That's the move that makes you come back.
Is it? It's like that sweet shot in golf.
Mm-hmm. That's worth any pain, right?
That's worth any pain. Thanks, Joe.
Take it easy.
Later.
Glory days.
Okay.
It sounds like fun.
I wouldn't
go with your back, by the way, as the first to go, because that's been that's strong, right? You've been working on it for so long.
Why don't you come down?
I'll go with a freak injury.
Why don't you come down? You
ball can... to one of your fingers, so it ends up, dude, and I'm you end up with a splint on one of your fingers.
Nah, I'll be fine.
I'll go with that freak injury.
No. No.
Handball. He lost his finger.
JPP.
That'd be funny.
He lost his index finger, part of his middle finger, and half his thumb. He should be fine.
6:59.
He physically can't even sign the $14 million contract to put in front of him.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
He's got a paw print.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 7:03. My partner's playing in his high school alumni game tonight in Deer Park, charity soccer game. Mm. Ted's making a little fun because he's hanging with his friends, as Ted puts it. You know, doesn't understand the friendship thing, the bond that you have from guys from high school.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
But we do question you playing in a soccer game, and even you might even think twice about it, and your chiropractor and your father, because of your back in the past and why you're going out there and taking a chance at it.
If I get hurt, my father's going to be relentless. I told you, you moron!
Maybe a little bit on this show as well.
Whatever, I don't care.
Good morning, BAV. What's going on? What do you got?
Hey, what's up, Roger? JP. Listen, JP acts like his friends are a bunch of legends. My buddy so-and-so.
I don't act like anybody's a legend.
You act like they're a bunch of legends. You know, this guy, my buddy. You know, he's an electrician. And, you know, we're going to go down and play soccer. How much proceeds is there going to be from a freaking soccer game? $50?
Hey, you know what? How's that?
Wow. How negative is that guy? Ted, did you pay that guy to call?
Yeah. Bro, I just want to go back to touching boobies in Deer Park High School, the schoolyard.
Oh, no. I'm going to kill him. I swear to Christ, you better stay behind that other side of the goddamn
I just want to hold a CD in my hand.
Oh, no, here he comes.
Oh, no.
He's running.
Where's
running.
HR?
Call Where's Human HR? Resources. He's got him in a headlock for making fun of him. Ted's down, so is the chair. JP leaves in victory. It's 102.3 WBAB.
Oh, he tackled me.
That's number one rock station, Roger and JP. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 7:08. JP playing in the alumni soccer game tonight in Deer Park, going back to the glory days.
Heading again through Nassau County.
A lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's good. Get to see your friends. They do something for charity. Sounds like a lot of fun. Ted has never really understood it because he, I don't know.
This place is just relentless.
He doesn't have any link to his old past, so he thinks it's silly that you hang with your old friends, Chucky Scooter and Mo the Moose, whatever the names are. East End Jeremy's on the line.
Oh, great.
We haven't had too many bets on which body part's going to fail, so maybe people have faith in that your body will hold up tonight in the soccer game.
They just don't care. Go ahead. What's up, Jeremy?
I care. I think it's
what's up, Jeremy?
Oh, dude, JP, if you don't score a goal, bro, you ain't getting no candy afterwards.
That's right. That's the contract you have to have with your son.
12
pounds. You have to play well and score a goal to get candy.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Hey, listen, don't take nothing from Ted Theodore Linda, okay? The man lives in an old folks home. Dude. And for fun, he goes down to the karaoke bar and drinks sake all night with Mr. Long Don Wong.
When's the last time you... I just went and grabbed him by his neck and around his head. Your head is grease.
The moose. It's the moose.
It's not the moose. It was moose. Off your forehead. Fingers actually slid off your greasy-ass forehead.
I put an extra thing of mousse in my hair this morning.
I'm telling you,
maybe that's
it was off of your forehead. My two fingers right here just slid off of your forehead.
Hey, Jeremy, it was an awesome attack. You should have seen it.
Oh, that is great. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Your back is back where it's supposed to be, JP. If you want to go out there and play some soccer with your boys, you go out there.
Dude, I'm going to have a good time. I'm not going there to play 90 minutes. I'm going there to play and drink a couple of beers and hang out with people.
Right.
Hey, are you going to be the biggest celebrity on the field, Dan? What's up?
I'm going to look at him. If I'm in Deer Park, nobody cares.
Yeah. Here we go, Ted.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Jeremy, you got to know that only on the show everybody knows him as JP. When he's with his buddies, he's known only as John.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Regionally famous, right?
You should walk away. I'm Ted out.
Ted ran from the studio, as he should. I guess you got to know when to stop poking a bear.
When I chased him before, I almost ate it coming out of the car. I have no shoes on. I just have my socks on. I hit a piece of plastic. Zip.
Trying to get to Ted's new studio is not always easy.
I forgot that there's a lock on this door, too.
You should be wise to use it once in a while. Well, good luck tonight in your charity game. Sounds like you guys are doing it for a good cause. Everybody have a great time at Deer Park High School alumni game.
You're making me sound like I'm ending an interview. Can I go home now?
7:10. Have a good day.
Thanks.